Millions of Americans live with a condition where their hands shake uncontrollably while trying to accomplish simple tasks like writing or eating. To help them, Pennsylvania Hospital is slowly rolling out a new non-invasive neurosurgery technique to stop these tremors deep within the brain. For WHYY's Health Desk, Kyrie Greenberg reports.
James Neihardt lost his right arm in combat during the Vietnam War. And 15 years ago, he started noticing a tremor in his left hand that gradually got worse.
I can't write any longer. I can't sign my name. It is very annoying because it limits everything you do.
Neihardt's diagnosis is called essential tremor. Aside from a shaky hand, he's medically healthy. And after trying every medication for his condition with no luck, the only other option was deep brain stimulation, a procedure that inserts a wire into the brain attached to a pacemaker that suppresses the tremor. His wife, Judy, didn't like the sound of it.
And we chose, not to do that yet because we're too many. This can happen, that can happen.
Instead, he signed up for a new, non-invasive procedure that uses a beam of ultrasound waves to injure the thalamus, a tiny part of the inner brain that controls some involuntary movements. Approved by the FDA last year, Neihardt is Pennsylvania Hospital's seventh patient to undergo the procedure. First, Dr. Gordon Baltuck does a series of CT and MRI scans to make sure he's hitting the right spot.
So here there's a lot of calibration that gets done. And we shot where we thought was the center, but we were just like a very little bit off to the right. Then it was like we took our eyepiece and we shift our eyepiece just a little bit.
As Baltuck dials in on his target, he intensifies the strength of his ultrasound scalpel, all while making sure the beam isn't too hot.
One person's brain is not like the other. If you want to see it in a very simplistic fashion, if you put a heating coil within an egg, some eggs are going to become boiled at much different temperatures and in different way depending on your egg. So if you just go in and you just do one temperature, some will be undercooked, some will be overcooked.
To help prevent overheating, Neihardt wears a rubbery hat filled with cold water in a 60-degree room. He's awake the whole time, and after each zap of ultrasound, nurses check his tremor by having him draw a spiral on a sheet of paper. Even with the smaller doses, his hand becomes noticeably steadier.
Here we go, a big sonication.
The final zap makes Neihardt feel really dizzy. But less than 5 minutes later, he can draw a nearly perfect spiral, something he hasn't done in years. The FDA study showed that overall, patients see a 40% improvement in their symptoms after a year. Some people, though, reported recurring numbness in their fingers, headaches, and trouble balancing after the procedure. As he's wheeled to the recovery room, Neihardt waves, and nurse practitioner Hanan Shebanu holds his drawing like a masterpiece.
Like every time I start getting like all emotional, it's just, can you believe? I mean, how he was like just 2 hours ago is just unbelievable. And now, yeah, like, yay!
For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.